You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Haere Koroi is from Te Tai Tokoro of Pukepoto and Utakuru descent. She is a member of Te Arawhatu, an Indigenous youth climate action group made up of young people working around the Pacific, working toward climate change. Te Arawhatu released a statement of solidarity this weekend with the Wet'suwet'en Nation of Great Turtle Island, otherwise known as Canada. Wet'suwet'en land protectors have been occupying their territory in protest of a pipeline that will cut directly through it. All five Wet'suwet'en clans have opposed pipelines on their territories. On the 6th of February, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police moved onto the territory, carrying out a raid on the unarmed land defenders. Six unarmed people were arrested that morning, and a further 20 people have been arrested since. Lillian Hanley spoke with Haley from Te Arawhatu to find out more about what is going on. Firstly, though, Lillian asked how Te Arawhatu experienced attending COP25, the climate change conference for leaders around the world.
Yeah, COP is crazy. It's kind of like this, like, microcosm of the world where everything is just amplified. You know, state powers have so much more power and observers have so much less power. But I think what I mostly took out of it was just being so inspired by other young Indigenous people who honestly are leading their nations and protecting their waters and lands, and just understanding what solidarity on the international stage can look like and how it can move movements forward.
Speaking of solidarity on the international stage, can you tell us what is happening there? What's been happening there, I mean, not only last week, but why are there land protectors there at the moment?
Sure. So Indigenous land defenders and their allies are currently standing in protection of Wet'suwet'en territory because there's an ongoing threat of coastal gas link pipeline construction, which has been ongoing for many years. I think as early as 2010, hereditary chiefs and their supporters have been staying within have been creating checkpoints in order to prevent pipeline construction on those territories. And the Canadian government and the British Columbian government have kind of tried to enforce Canadian law within these territories through the RCMP, which is the police force, and are making basically illegal arrests of land defenders at the moment.
This sort of thing is actually happening a lot more than we might know here, right? This kind of injustice is occurring on territory, and in the sense that it's related to often gas pipelines, this sort of thing, mm-hmm. Or whatever else it might be, that intersection between environmental issues and therefore injustice on Indigenous land. But for those who might not know much about what's going on, is this very similar to Standing Rock?
I would say, I mean, as someone who's lived in Aotearoa, I've never actually been to North America, I can't say too much other than I think it would be silly for us not to recognise that there's a pattern going on. For me, it's very simple in that Indigenous people have never seen themselves as separate from the environment. And so when you attack the environment, you attack Indigenous peoples by default. And so we are simply protecting our own kin, you know, our grandmother, the earth, and those other things which we see as our relations. Mm. So, yeah, I suppose in any instance where a colonial power is trying to really exploit land, they are also exploiting Indigenous peoples by default. Mm.
Do you know much about what is happening with this gas link pipeline?
So I know that recently a court injunction was allowed through the High Court, and that over the last 4 days, the RCMP has escalated violence towards defenders and made multiple arrests. For the gas line in particular, all I know is that it's set to go through Wet'suwet'en lands, which have remained unceded since time immemorial, and that the hereditary chiefs of that land have never consented to the construction of that oil pipeline.
And like you said, that's been going on for years and years. So in terms of last week, what happened last week?
A number of things have happened over the last 4 days. An early dawn raid was made by the police at something like 4:47 a.m. And they arrested a number of people at one of the checkpoints. The police have been acting really ambiguously. They've been wearing masks. They haven't identified themselves to people. And at their own checkpoint, they've been very ambiguous about who they'll let pass. So they haven't always allowed medical officers to get through, or legal observers, and even just in the provision of food and resources, they haven't always allowed people to get through that checkpoint either.
And in terms of Te Ara Whatu making this statement, so how, I guess, yeah, bring us back to what you were trying to do as Te Ara Whatu.
Colonialism and white supremacy are global issues that continue to drive climate change. And we can, every day we can take actions to prevent that at a local level, but we can also take action to support global efforts as well for other Indigenous nations. Because, you know, colonial governments have hundreds and hundreds of years of stolen resource to really fund and drive their projects for personal profit. And what Indigenous people have is they have solidarity, they have the truth, and they have the future of their grandchildren in mind. And to me, that's stronger, and that's, I think, what drives Te Ara Whatu to stand in solidarity, because ultimately we're all fighting the same thing, and we're a lot stronger together.
Environmentally, right, this is, what is it that we can do in terms of, like, one, this demonstration that you guys are organising is against the actions, right, against the land protectors, but also as an environmental group, what are you calling for?
Absolutely. So, firstly, we're asking for an immediate halt to all violence being asserted against Indigenous land defenders. We're asking for the RCMP to withdraw. And we're asking for the halt of the project in line with what Wet'suwet'en hereditary chiefs have said for many, many years. So we ultimately, at the end of the day, we support their sovereignty and their rights to make decisions in their own best interests.
This demonstration will be outside the Canadian consulate, right, in Auckland. So who is it that you are wanting to speak to?
We want the Canadian consulate to be aware that this is an issue that is known within New Zealand. We also, because, you know, global pressures are a lot stronger on the Canadian government, for example, when they know that everyone is watching them. And I know that there are lots and lots of protests going on throughout so-called Canada and other nations around the world. And so we just want to support those efforts to highlight the profile of this movement. And we also want to just create awareness within our own communities about what's going on.
For those who want to know more, there is information on the Te Ara Whatu Facebook page, and the rally is being held today at 4:30 p.m. outside the Canadian consulate, which is at 48 Emily Place in the Auckland CBD.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.